Hey everybody, this is Chuck with CyberSmart Web Marketing, and today I'd like to do a short little podcast on WordPress plugins. There are literally thousands of WordPress plugins, most of them free. There's a few out there that you have to pay for, but most of them are free, and people can go crazy with them, and I don't recommend doing that. Oftentimes, plugins can conflict with each other and cause server errors and stuff like that, but there are many, many WordPress plugins. And what these plugins do is provide functionality for your website. If you want to have YouTube videos in the sidebar, there's a plugin for that. If you want to have a Dig button so people can submit articles to Dig or other social networks, there's buttons and plugins for that as well. What I want to focus on is what I consider to be the five most important plugins. Some of these plugins are important because they make it easier for you, and some of these plugins make it easier for Google to list your pages. Probably the most important or most used plugin that I use, and you don't hear much about it, is the WordPress Admin Bar. Now, what this is, if you're familiar with the free end of WordPress, if you get a free blog, there's an admin bar that's up at the top of your page that allows you to get to all your functionality. If you want to make an adjustment to a page or a new page, a post, you can get to your editor, you can get to all your settings, your tools, your user panel, PodPress, everything is on this admin bar. And why it saves so much time, rather than having to go to your dashboard and then to whatever you're wanting to go to, this cuts that step out. And if you're a full-time blogger, this adds up to saving hours of time every single day by not having to do that. That's the plugin that I use the most on a daily basis, and it's real simple to install, and there's the link below as well. The next one is Why Do Work AdSense, and I use this all the time. And one of the great things, the name of it is Why Do Work AdSense, but actually this plugin works with all advertisements that I've used. I've put my ClickBank affiliate links in there, my hop links. Those work fine. Commission Junction, I've put all of those. I've put Amazon HTML code. So it works for more than just AdSense. But what's cool about it is you can put up to 10 different ads and determine where you want them displayed on your page. It doesn't put them in, I don't think it puts them in sidebars, or I don't use it for that. I use it for putting it in my pages and in my posts. And the other thing that it does is it adjusts the ads. Let's say that on a new post, you want a small banner up at the top of the page so that it's not in your regular reader's face all the time. But then after 7 days, that ad will change to a big block ad in the middle of the text or whatever you program it to. So once you set it up, you don't have to mess with it. And rather than having to stick individual code into each page, it operates throughout the site. So that's a very, very useful plugin. The next plugin is the all-in-one SEO pack. Now, this doesn't make it so much easier for you, but this is a great plugin. It allows you to SEO each specific page and each specific post. You set your title tag, your meta tag description, and your keywords for each post. So it's extremely, extremely powerful. I'm so glad they came out with this plugin. This is what makes WordPress so powerful, to have a tool like this. If you have someone build you a website, you're not going to have this function where you can easily set things the way you can with a plugin like All-in-One SEO Pack. The next one is the Google XML Sitemap Generator. And what a great plugin. You're handing Google a sitemap. And that's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to cater to Google. And this plugin makes it very, very easy to do so. I don't know what it costs to have a web developer build a sitemap for your website, but I know that it's several hundred dollars, $500-$600 sometimes, from some of the surfing that I've done. So think about that. This plugin is free. WordPress is free as a platform. This and all these other plugins are free. Think of the savings that you're having and the ease of functionality as well as saving money. So that's another very important plugin. The next plugin is WordPress Stats. There's several different versions of it. I have the link to the most simple one because I think it works the best, but you can experiment with other plugins. Now, what's great about this, there's a couple things about this plugin. One, it's real-time stats, whereas Google Analytics, you have to wait to the next day. Why is this important? Well, I'll give you an example. Last week on one of my political blogs, I was just surfing through my websites and checking out the stats on the WordPress page, and I noticed that I had a traffic spike of about 3,000 people on a post I had done. So this allowed me to monetize real quick using the other one, Why Do You Work AdSense. I put an appropriate product there, and I made sales the rest of that run on that spike, on that traffic spike. With Google Analytics, you wouldn't really even know that you had a traffic spike to the next day. So while Google Analytics is definitely more detailed, some people don't like that. It's too complicated to use. So if you just want some basic statistics, and it's pretty accurate. There is a variance between it and Google Analytics, but it's pretty accurate, and it allows you real-time awareness of what's going on with your website. So those are the top five out of all the thousands of plugins that you could choose. Just starting out, I would make sure, I actually have a top 10 when I set up a website, but these are the most important and the ones that I use the most. Feel free to leave any comments, and if you have any questions, you could leave them in the comments, or you can contact me through the contact page. And thanks for coming, and be sure to grab my RSS feed for other posts and podcasts that I do on WordPress and web marketing. Thanks again.